And we have item 12?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number 12 from the manager of the Employees Retirement System, Department of Human Resources, requesting authorization to amend section 201.24 sub 311 of the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances to clarify the criteria of terminated employee contribution refunds, allow additional time to make informed decisions, and ease the administrative process by the Employees Retirement System. This item was also referred to the Pension Study Commission and the Pension Board. On October 31st, 2013, the item was laid over for one meeting.
We are being given we discussed this matter earlier. We have a substitute resolution by Supervisor Lipscomb, and I don't know, Supervisor, if you or you want Mr. Grady to explain it, whichever.
Sure. Mr. Chair, if I can, I'd like to move substitution of the substitute resolution that's being passed out. It was what was previously described as, we're calling it option three. It's the effect of this is that it would put in place the administrative changes that were asked for relating to the 180 days. But would not make a change to who is in fact eligible to request a refund. So I think it defers that policy question. As you've heard, there are a number of different directions we could go in terms of broadening the eligibility for a refund. The recommendation had been to narrow the eligibility for a refund. This substitute essentially leaves it the same, that those who are currently eligible would remain eligible. It only makes the administrative change, extending the period of time under which someone could request that to ensure that people, in fact, have an adequate time. So I think it makes the necessary changes without undertaking a policy change that perhaps we aren't ready for today.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have a lot of underlying narrative. I would ask the supervisor, the author of the substitute resolution, to specify exactly what differs, as much as the resolution for which the substitution is occurring has a significant amount of underlined
sure.
writing. So if you would be more specific,
sure.
Supervisor, I'd
absolutely.
That.
So all. And correct me if I'm wrong, please, Attorney Grady, but all of the underlines and crossouts that you see in the substitute are already in the item that was in front of us, that was in the packet. But missing from that are the changes that would have restricted it to deferred vested status. The elimination of I'm sorry. Now I did start to misspeak. The elimination of refund eligibility for those who are vested status.
Correct.
So that language does not appear, but everything that is struck out or underlined in this was in the original.
Mr. Chairman, still I heard what was said, but I'm still not.
All right. Let me look for it.
I'm just trying to, whether it's a word or two, I'd like to know exactly what changed from the original resolution.
Maybe
Mr. Grady
can shed some light on that.
If you have the original resolution in front of you, the substitute is merely missing things. There's nothing added that's not in the original. It's just missing some things that were taken out. So
okay.
If you look at the original, lines 38 through 41 in the original resolution had a whereas clause that referred to eliminating the ability of vested members to get a refund. Because we are preserving the current situation where they can, that whereas clause is just eliminated.
That's
in the substitute.
Okay, I see.
And then in the body of the ordinance, on the original resolution, beginning at line 86 through lines 94, there was wording in there that contained that elimination of ability to get a refund for vested members. That language is just missing now from the substitute.
Okay, any refund starts at ends in the system. If a member. Any refund. Okay. So, in essence, after employment in line 86, the narrative is eliminated until one gets to 94 after requirement.
Correct.
Okay. I just want to know what the changes were. Thank you. Thank you very much.
So, and so this doesn't resolve the issue of the potential person that we discussed earlier who with their contributions, but you're still open to doing that, and you would you suspect that there is no actuarial effect, but you want to check into that.
Mr. Chairman, you're correct. This does not address the issue you raised before of essentially providing an automatic refund to someone who dies in deferred vested status. That can be done by a subsequent resolution ordinance amendment. I will check with the actuary on whether he believes there's an actuarial effect. My guess from prior conversations is no. There may be some difficulty getting that done this cycle just because of process. In order for the board to have this on the board floor, a committee has to pass it, and the Personnel Pension Study Commission also has to review it. And so I don't know if we can make it happen this cycle, so I'm trying to say.
Anything further, Supervisor Jerzyk?
If we want to address the death benefit, I assume we can do that moving forward. I don't want to stop what's going on today. I understand we need some decision on this. So I would just encourage you to look at that piece and then maybe fix that one glitch later.
What I would say that I can do for sure is draft an ordinance amendment to make that change for a supervisor to introduce in the next cycle, and I'm fairly confident I can have an actual report in the next cycle. Now, I know that means having two Pension Study Commission meetings, but I think that's the way it has to happen at this point.
Thank you. Anything further on this item? You want to take the roll? On the substitute.
The question is, shall the substitute resolution be substituted for the resolution before the committee? Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to substitute the resolution prevails.
And on the motion for the substitute, adoption of the substitute?
Adoption of the substitute. I move approval.
Any other discussion? If not, take the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to adopt the substitute resolution prevails.